Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Dirty Labs believes sustainable cleaning should feel like an upgrade, not a trade-off. Their proprietary Phytolase bioenzyme technology targets stains and odors at the source, without relying on the harsh chemicals found in conventional laundry detergents. The result is powerful cleaning, safer ingredients, and less waste, all in one hyper-concentrated formula. It's sustainability minus the sacrifice. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
"I found nirvana! I win!"
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Experience and membership that backs what you're building with American Express Business Platinum. Get 2x membership rewards points per dollar on eligible purchases in key business categories, as well as on each eligible purchase of $5,000 or more, on up to $2 million in eligible purchases per calendar year. American Express Business Platinum. There's nothing like it. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/business-platinum.
Anybody, anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
What's up? Welcome in. This is Take Command. Logan Paulson alongside. I'm Grant Paulson. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's Friday. So everybody getting ready for the weekend. Hopefully you got something fun planned. Logan, do you remember that song, It's Friday by Rebecca Black?
How could you forget that song? Kind of such an iconic piece of music.
Yeah. Did your kids ever get in? Like, are they blaring it in the...
No, they were a little too young for that, thank God. They have been in specific music trends, obviously, but like we missed that one, which I'm sure you had the Baby Shark thing. Have you done that?
We were big Baby Shark guys.
Then Frozen was big for my daughter for a while. So, you know, the normal stuff, but we missed the Rebecca Black.
We went on the Frozen kick. You know, you probably missed because your kids are a little older. How old's your daughter?
She's 9.
So you might have a little bit of this. K-pop Demon Hunters on Netflix?
Dude, both my kids love K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, really?
So what? I'll tell you the funniest thing about my kids. So love my kids. They do get really stressed out during movies. And so they watch the whole movie. They love it. And then that night, my daughter's like, I'm having nightmares. I can't sleep. I got to come sleep in your bed. And so we're like, cool, that's fine. One night's fine. And then she's like, I want to watch it again because I love the movie so much. And so we actually had to outlaw her from watching K-pop Demon Hunters because she would get nightmares and want to come in the room. So, like, you know, parenting 101 there. So
I don't know why my daughters are younger, but my 2-year-old, who's almost 3, calls herself Zoe. She goes by Zoe and does her hair like Zoe. So, like, she tells me, you're Bobby, whoever that is.
Yeah.
My other daughter's Rumi, and, you know, my son is an Asaja boy or whatever. But, like, I mean, they're all the characters. They do concerts for us. They're all in. And the songs, the music just slaps.
It's good.
Like, it's really
It's catchy.
Good.
It's like catchy.
Golden Fire. Yeah. Soda Dude, Pop. Love it. Let's go. I mean, I'm just in the car to playing requests. So this one goes out to Reagan. You know, we're just playing some K-pop Demon Hunters, man. What's your musical choice?
Like, this is going to sound wild. I don't really listen to that much music. Like, and so
why we're best friends.
I have a hard time with that.
I'm not a music guy. I grew up as, this will shock you, like, I was like 9 listening to sports talk radio, basically.
That doesn't shock me at all. What? No way.
No cartoons, just sports, no music, just like talk radio. I've never really been a music guy. So my friends always laugh. There's always like 3 bands like that I liked. I liked the Bare Naked Ladies for some reason. Okay. I liked Queen because my dad was a big Queen guy. So he would have like best of Queen CDs in the car. So like I could go deep on any Queen song. And then, you know, maybe a little bit of Beatles or whatever way back in the day. But my more contemporary one is a band called Fun. So like they did like We Are Young, Some Nights. Other than those few bands, like you ask me a music question, bro, I there's zero chance I'll know the answer.
Zero music. Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Like if it's on, my wife's really into music. So like a lot of her stuff I'll listen to and I'm fine with it. But like in the morning, like when she wants to put the radio on, I'm like, I don't need that. I just need like just to focus. And I listen to a lot of podcasts now too. So
my wife's bit is like one of our biggest, there's like 2 things that I think if she could change about me, she would in a heartbeat. Well, one of them would, I guess the third would just be that I would be in shape and athletic and able to look like Brad Pitt or something, but I'm just separating that. The first is that she wishes I drank wine. I just can't stand wine at all. It's not interesting to me.
Do you drink? You drink, right?
I do, but I don't drink wine. And she wants to drink. She wants to like go to wineries and sit there and, you know, do this thing and talk about what it smells like and the earthiness.
Yeah, the oaky aroma or whatever.
And there's nothing on earth I'd rather do less. So I think she'd want to change that. And then the other thing is she always has music on at the house or wants to. So like I'll walk in the room and I'm like, Alexa, stop. And it's just like,
we've had enough.
It's noise. It's just annoying to me. And for her, it's like, this is lovely. It's just every room has a song playing. And I'm like, but what if they didn't? You know, like what if silence was the song? Have you ever thought?
It sounds like we got some similar behaviors at the house, except you're not a van guy, which is too bad. But
well, you're the Paulson. I am a van guy now. The Paulsons and the Paulsons. What did you expect?
All right.
I want to get into the schemes that these coordinators are going to run. So we talked a lot about this when they made the hires. Now, though, I think it's actually instructive to look back based on the new personnel, because what is coaching if it's not going to put in your guys in a position to thrive? So why don't we start with offense and David Blau? And you kind of paint with a broad brush here. I'll drill down on a few things. Yeah. But your vision now that they've had the offseason they have, where you bring in Antonio Williams and Chigakonkwo is your top kind of skill guys on the outside. They've made some moves in the backfield, quiet on the offensive line. Like, what do you think they're trending toward here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, you're just looking. So at the highest of levels, you're looking for the specific offensive principles, like which we've talked about a lot, right? You know, the formation, like condensed splits, motion shifts, bunches, all that kind of stuff, right? And then you kind of say, like, well, what do you want to major in, right? And I think that's going to be something that is really compelling over the next, you know, whatever, 4 months or whatever it is. Like, because like, I think Antonio Williams can run good routes and do some of the things that like Amon-Ra St. Brown does. Obviously not the same player. You know, he's a top five receiver in the league, but like, is he as good as people think, right? Like, where's Chigakonkwo at with regards to route running? Because that would be something really interesting. Like, in this wave of 13 personnel, like we've talked about it quite a bit. Like, if Ben Sinnott can play F, like your move F, and John Bates is your Y, and Chig's on the field kind of playing
can
this.
You describe to everyone, like, what those roles are, the letters?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, with the Y, that's like your inline blocking guy. Like, they, you know, they tend to be a little bit longer, tend to look a little bit like offensive linemen. Like, John Bates is perfect. You know, he's 6'6". He's got 34-inch arms. He's 265, 270 pounds. And, you know, he's got a beat a defensive end in a one-on-one blocking matchup, right? Ben Sinnott is a guy that's going to move around the formation. Think about him more as like a fullback, right? And traditionally, like off of play action, like I think about him in that Kyle Juszczyk kind of role. Like if you're trying to maximize Ben Sinnott, like that's the way to do it, right? We're going to do stuff off the ball because he doesn't have the ideal length, right? Arm length. He's going to have a hard time winning in line versus defensive ends, but he's got a really good snap through the hips and can insert on linebackers, kind of work those cross sifts. Those kick out blocks are going to be great for him. But if you're in that personnel, right? And then you can put Chig at Z, which is like a receiving kind of position. All of a sudden, like, we get base defense, and now we get good matchups across the board. And I think
you could think about what that means too, like, because this is why this is happening in the league. The Rams and Sean McVay last year basically turned the faders on 13 personnel up past where they've ever been able to go before. There was like a governor on it, and Sean McVay just took a sledgehammer to the governor and was like, "Not anymore." And at a 30-some percent rate, they're running 13 personnel, and everyone's like, "Well, damn, we want to do that." So what did you see? You saw teams like the Rams add another tight end in the draft. The Bears add another tight end in the draft. I think this is the new noise, because if you have the athlete tight end, Chigakonkwo, and then you have the, you know, guy who can motion and get in the backfield like that Cooley H-back kind of F. So you're saying that's Sinnott. And then You've got your inline guy like Bates. They have designed the room, whether they go heavy 13 personnel or not. They've certainly designed the room like they want to, which is interesting to me. Like my antenna is up. And What does it mean? Well, teams are looking, you know, from the booth with their binoculars at like, all right, they're going three tight ends. It's 13. And now I'm sending out a heavier defensive group. But When you put Chigakonkwo out, what you're talking about, Logan, is if he can run a route and beat a guy on the outside, if Sinnott can work a linebacker or a safety, like now we've got a matchup problem.
No, I think that's 100% right. And I think the thing is, like, the cool thing about Sean is, like, he did this. He was the first guy to do this with 11 personnel, right? He's getting, like, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, and we've got these guys that are kind of playing 12 personnel runs, but we're using a receiver because they can beat a nickel in a blocking situation. Then you try to go base, and we can beat a linebacker, no problem. And then he said, okay, what's the next iteration of this? And it's going athletic tight ends in 13.
I didn't think about that, by the way. Sean has kind of started both of those trends.
Dude, he's done a great job with both of them. And it's really forward thinking. It's basically saying, like, how do we use personnel to force an adaptation from the defense? Now, this is where it gets complicated for David Blau, because it's like, well, what is Chigakonkwo good enough to do that? Do we just trust Ben Sinnott to beat a linebacker off a play action route? I think he can do it. He hasn't done it a lot in his career, but I think he can. And so those are two areas where you kind of say, like, if these two people develop and iterate in the way that we think they can iterate, then I think we're going to be okay, right? But then in the same breath, maybe we really like Antonio Williams and we want to be in 12 personnel more. And I'm sure it'll be a combination of these things. But really, they've done a good job. I know everyone talks about they don't have that, you know, that Z or that, you know, 1A receiver opposite Terry McLaurin, but they've given themselves some flexibility here from what they can do offensively, right? And if you think about them in terms of San Francisco as opposed to what Detroit does, because San Francisco, like the number one pass catching targets are really the Y in George Kittle, the F in Kyle Juszczyk, and then like their Z receiver the guy they drafted from Florida a couple years ago, Rick Pearsall. And so you can live in that world as long as you can win those matchups. So basically, it's like, does Ben Sinnott develop as a matchup winner? Can Chigakonkwo run a diverse route tree? Because I think he's athletic enough to do it. He just hasn't done it, at least on tape when you watch him in Tennessee. So that's where it's like, those are the questions. And then if they can do that, we're going to be in 13 personnel a lot. If not, then we got to find a way to get Antonio Williams on. And then can he win some of these more physical matchups? Because when you're in 12 personnel, defenses, they'll match you in nickel, right? Straight up. And so all of a sudden that changes the dynamic a little bit. And then it's like, are we more advantageous if we go to 11 personnel straight up? So these are the things where it's like, this is what OTAs, minicamp, training camp are so important for, is like determining who these people are that can win these matchups consistently. And that's going to determine the personnel that we're in most frequently.
You know who I would want to see get a look-see to in that F role would be Yankoff.
Absolutely. You
know,
yes.
He is. I know that sounds silly because he's undrafted free agent, hasn't really been on the field. But when we watch him at practice, and I'm specifically talking about training camp because I can't get out there during the regular season with the times and my show. But when I've seen him preseason, training camp, couple years over now, he's athletic enough to move around and maybe do some of that stuff. That guy was a back in college at times getting carries. So I'd be curious about that. How quickly can you tell if you're David Blau, if Okonkwo can do this, or if Sinnott is going to be able to be what you need him to be? Obviously, there's going to be some runway you give these guys. Like, will he know by like the end of camp, like, okay, we can't really do my 13 thing?
Yeah, I think so. I think he'll be able to tell relatively quickly whether or not that's going to work. Because again, like in practice, like you're going to have Chika Okonkwo running routes and you're like, does that win? Can that win? Like it's beating our starting defense. It's beating our safeties. It's beating our linebackers. Then yes, right? Ben Sinnott on this play action look. And that's really good feel for kind of the timing here. We're going to work this corner. Oh, he's wide open. That's a really good understanding. We got some gas in the tank there. So I do think, yes, you'll be able to tell almost relatively, I think within a week or two, whether it's going to fly or not. And I think if you've made that decision and you invest in that and you can expand that package, I think that's going to be pretty cool because, again, like it helps you really dictate the defenses.
It's rare and probably only situational in like short yardage, goal line or what have you. But how often do the Rams and heavy like 13 personnel kind of bunch everybody up, get in tight and then go play action? We saw Seattle really major in with more 12, but they did that a lot last year. I thought beautifully with like the boot and the run game. Kind of marrying those together. And that's the thing I'm actually most excited about with David Blau is like that marriage of play action, probably more of a 12 personnel thing than 13, but like getting your tight ends in line, getting some of those matchups against run defenses.
No one goes to Hank's for spreadsheets. They go for a darn good pizza. Lately, though, the shop's been quiet. So Hank decides to bring back the $1 slice. He asks Copilot in Microsoft Excel to look at his sales and costs and help him see if he can afford it. Copilot shows Hank where the money's going and which little extras make the dollar slice work. Now Hank's has a line out the door. Hank makes the pizza. Copilot handles the spreadsheets. Learn more at m365copilot.com/work.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
What's the path there, do you think?
Yeah, so I think that, again, that's something really interesting too, because a lot of people get in 13 and it's very vanilla, very conventional. It's like, oh, this is where this guy lines up. This is where this guy lines up. I think when you watch the Bears, and they do it more with 12, with Loveland, obviously, is they kind of treat him, and you get into like receiver sets with those guys a little bit. And I think that's the stuff
he is special. Like
he is special.
He's like, who is the guy that you love? Like Eli Stowers almost.
Yeah. And the crazy thing about him is like, he's so unique in that he's like 6'5". He's like 265, I want to say. And he can block a little in the line. Exactly. So for him he's huge. Yeah. Like, so for him to be able to move that way, and like maybe 260, but like he weighed in at the combine. Oh yeah. He weighed in at the combine 257. That's right. 257. Jeez. So like,
dude, he's a big old 6'6". I thought he was like 6'4". That's crazy.
He's a big dude. And so for him to kind of have that basketball feel, like, and that's the other thing too, is like when you look at obviously Colson Loveland, you look at Sam LaPorta, like, they are really special in this area. They run choices well. They run option routes well. They've got great feel on like perimeter slants, goes, hitches, things like that. And so like, that's something that is really hard to cultivate and really hard to find. And that's why people are prioritizing like Terrence Ferguson in LA is a great example of that, right? He's got this great kind of slinky route running feel. It's one of the reasons Eli Stowers gets drafted in the second round, right? It's one of the reasons that people were looking at Kenyon Sadiq in this way. But I think like you're basically projecting a role for Chigakonkwo, saying that he can do some of that stuff that Colson Loveland does. Now it's going to look different because the body type's different, but maybe it'll look more like Jordan Reed. And like, can you develop that skill set, or maybe he doesn't know how to do it, and we got to kind of think of a different way to utilize him to get him open and to get him working for the offense.
When they are in, let's say, 11 personnel.
Yeah.
And they're spreading things out with a back and a tight end, and then they've got all the receivers out there. What should we expect if he is very Ben Johnson in terms of getting guys open? I mean, I would think it's going to be a lot of stacks, you know, a lot of tight splits, like those types of things. But, you know, is Ben Johnson, you know, is it a lot of like choice routes or option routes? Like how's this going to work?
Yeah, so I think that's something, again, to keep an eye on. And part of the reason this is so fun to talk about is because, like, David Blau can kind of pull the best from these offenses. So, and again, the personnel seems to support that. So, like, when I think of 11 for them, I'm like, what does LA do? They've got these guys that are really tough physical receivers playing the slot. They're able to get into condensed formations. They're able to run the football. And when you watch a guy like Luke McCaffrey, like, there's a lot of similarities between him and Puka Nacua. There's a lot of similarities in terms of how they run routes, their body size, their physicality. And so could you get Luke to be in this kind of F role where he's inserting on a linebacker? He's able to cut off a defensive end. You're able to get to some of your 12 runs, right? Get physical downhill versus a nickel body in there. And then all of a sudden they say, oh, we got to match in base because Luke's wearing us out, or we're not being super efficient stopping the run here. And then you get into the play action pass game off of that, with Luke kind of as your F tight end or whoever fits that body type. I think that's something you could look at. Now, in third down situations, everybody's third down menu looks very similar, right? You got to have good guys that can win versus man coverage. You got to have guys that can win on option routes. That's where you say, can Chig do that? Can Antonio Williams do that? Because that's really something that this offense has lacked the last couple of years, is that guy that can consistently win on third down. And that's where you go out and you draft Antonio Williams, you sign Chigakonkwo, because of that feel, that nuance they have on those choices and options on third down specifically.
So is that why we've seen this was not a thing when you were playing even. I don't think this big slot. There were a couple guys like that. But now everybody wants these like the slot receivers of your era were like Meyer. It's Danny Amendola or like Wes Welker and those dudes. But now everybody wants like that Luke McCaffrey body type. Or you talk about Puka Nacua. Is it because they want the receiver to serve as like an F tight end or whatever in the run game?
basically, it's like, do you think this guy can win a matchup on a nickel in a blocking situation, right? And then, like, if we are going to run, like, Wanda, for example, like an open side run with the tight ends cutting off the backside six, like, is that guy physically tough enough where we could insert him on the C-gap run fit player there?
Because, like, you think slot, you think Jamison Crowder's body.
Yeah, you so know? That and obviously there's a time and a place for that. And this is where having different body types give you different options, right? So, for example, like everyone says, Antonio Williams will play the slot. Yes, he will. But let's say we're in 11 on first and second down. Shoot, man, maybe I want Luke out there. Maybe I want Traylon Burks out there to fill that role because we got a guy with some length, some size, the right kind of mentality. And we can get into some stuff that takes advantage of, hey, if they're going to bring out their kind of pass rushing edges and they're going to play a nickel to us because we're in 11, like, forget that. Let's run the football a little bit, right? So I think it helps you kind of subvert expectations with these tweener body types.
Well, has the size of nickels changed considerably? I'd have to look that up.
Absolutely, like, yeah.
That has to be what it is, right? Because it's like there's a time where the nickel is like I'm trying to think of a blast.
Like Witherspoon, like who's 5'6 and 170 pounds. Yeah.
A 5'8, 180 guy. Like Mikey, honestly.
Yeah.
Like Mikey 100%. Sanders, still 5'8, 180. And so you get that now. The nickel is Eamon Worry. The nickel is
Cooper DeJean.
Cooper DeJean. Sonny Styles is going to play some nickel, yeah. I bet you, at like 6'6 and 2.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just a different world.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that was because, and this is where the iteration of offenses is so fun, in my opinion, because people were like, shoot, like Sean McVay's doing all this stuff out of 11. How do we combat that? We get a bigger, more physical nickel. So offenses. So Sean was like, well, screw that. I don't want to deal with those nickel players anymore because they're actually one of the best football players on the field. So let's get into 13 personnel, force them into base, get that shitty third linebacker on the field. And now we can run the football because our tight ends all can block. And we can throw the football because our matchups are significantly better. And so now what you're going to see, honestly, is we're going to talk about this with Durante Jones in a second, is teams that just say, screw it. We're never getting out of base defense. And that's what Durante Jones, really they did in Minnesota, right? They just stayed in base more than any other team. And part of that is because it's like, if you're an 11, we trust our Will linebacker to be able to reasonably cover passes. He can blitz, he can do some other stuff. But now we're not giving you this response that you're looking for from 13, from 12, from 11 personnel. So with regards to David Blau and what this looks like, he's got to figure it out, obviously. But I do think it's fun because you have a body type that fits all of these tweener options. And I think you can really lean into that if they show a playmaking proclivity.
He's Logan Paulson. I'm Grant Paulson. Let's get to the defensive side of the ball. Look at some of the additions and what it could mean for Durante Jones. We'll do that next.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.